This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Tuesday, Dan and the Danettes. Dan Patrick Show. Come on in, stay a while. Great actor Ray Liotta was in Field of Dreams, Goodfellas, Copland, quite a few. He'll join us coming up a little bit later on. Got a poll question. We're going to keep that in the second hour, McLovin?
Yeah, we're going to keep it for a little while longer. Most awkward quarterback situation in the NFL. The Browns are the leader, but right behind them, 49ers, Dolphins, and Saints are moving up.
877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. Say good morning to Peacock, our streaming partners, and also our radio affiliates around the country. Make sure you take me up on the offer to pick up the holiday bundle, danpatrick.com. A lot of great gift ideas for the holiday season. Check out Peacock, the new original series, Paris in Love, fashion icon, entrepreneur, global DJ phenomenon. Paris Hilton got married. You can follow along as she throws her wedding, finds the perfect dress, and celebrates with her over-the-top bachelorette party. It's streaming on PeacockTV.com to sign up. Yeah, Paris Hilton got married.
Who's she married?
I don't know.
Find out in the episode.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen what the guy looks like. I don't know what he does.
What does she do for a living? She's a DJ?
She's a... Didn't you just hear?
I heard DJ. I did not know she was on the ones and twos.
Oh, yeah. She's... Yeah, they hire her around the world.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Fashion icon, entrepreneur, and global DJ.
Yeah.
Yeah. Paris Hilton. Paris started all of this. You know, when you think back, she created the template for what a lot of people do to be famous. I don't know if it's a good thing, but she's... She can be credited and she can be blamed for a lot of things.
Yeah, yeah, you kind of forget that Kim Kardashian got famous for being her sidekick.
Yeah. And other things that she got famous for.
She was first known, perhaps, yeah.
She was.
Way to say that.
The NBA handed down its punishment yesterday to the Lakers and Pistons. LeBron will be suspended for tonight's game against the Knicks. Isaiah Stewart will miss two games. And, of course, there is the temptation to make the Sunday get-together a little more than it was. And no one is saying LeBron is a dirty player. Stewart was out of line, trying to make the fight bigger, escalating. He was bleeding profusely. He's only 20 years of age. And I don't want to make this a referendum on his career. No, he's 20. But we tend to make stories like this bigger than they are because, well, LeBron's involved. Anything he does is big news. If this was a game between Cleveland and Sacramento, we wouldn't spend anywhere near the time on it. But it's LeBron. He's still a physical force, but that led to an incident that nobody wanted to see or They didn't want it to happen. Lakers Pistons play again Sunday in Los Angeles, and I'm sure there'll be some anger still there. They're professionals. Hope it's an opportunity for both parties involved to show what that means. I said yesterday LeBron deserved a game, and I thought that Isaiah Stewart deserved between 3 and 5 games because what he did was far worse than what LeBron did. Punish LeBron, even if it's an inadvertent fist, but he initiated it, he did it. But what Stewart did is way above the call of duty. You're angry, but you got to control your emotions, and you can't try to escalate this. You know, that's why Russell Westbrook got a tech, because he was involved in helping escalate this. But Isaiah Stewart wanted a piece of LeBron James. And LeBron is not a dirty player. And this is one of those situations where he did say he was trying to apologize to Isaiah Stewart. I don't know how you could try to apologize in that moment, because it didn't feel like anybody was listening to anybody at that time. But if you're the NBA, no matter what you do, if you suspend LeBron, how many games? How many games do you suspend Isaiah Stewart? Because to me, what Isaiah Stewart did was more egregious. LeBron did something, punish him. Isaiah Stewart, well, he wanted everybody involved. And LeBron had a moment. Isaiah Stewart, it felt like it was more than that. And I think LeBron was trying to say sorry in the moment. And Isaiah Stewart was not having it. And once you see blood, and all of a sudden, you know, I mean, he wanted LeBron. He was going after LeBron. And I don't know what the NBA says going into that game Sunday in Los Angeles between those two. Does LeBron be proactive? Does he reach out, which he probably will, and just say, look, or whatever he's going to say. I don't want to tell him what he's going to say, but you just say, my bad. You know, I'm sorry. And Isaiah Stewart hopefully learns from it. And by all accounts, you know, his coaching staff talks about he's a great kid. You know, that this is just, you know, an isolated incident. Although I did see Twitter saying, no, he's had some other incidents there as well. But 2 games, okay, it seems fair. It's just he got more than LeBron did and people have a problem with it. And I wonder if the NBA sits around and goes, all right, if we give LeBron this and we give Stewart this, what's the reaction? Now, I would do this. If there's, you know, I'm the NFL, NBA, whatever sport it is, big business, any of that. You're like, okay, what's going to be the worst case scenario? What are we going to hear? How do we react? What's our answer going to be? Not that they have to, you know, Adam Silver is going to be available and go, this is why we gave LeBron 1 game or gave Isaiah Stewart 2. Seems pretty obvious why you would do that, because Isaiah Stewart was out of control. LeBron lost control for a second, and then that was it. He didn't try to escalate, but Isaiah Stewart did. But I wonder if the NBA sat around and goes, if we give Stewart 3 games and LeBron 1, then it's going to look like preferential treatment. And people still think that it's preferential treatment for LeBron. I didn't, because there were some people who thought, you know, you're not going to suspend him. You threw him out of the game. And I thought, well, what is a fist? What is a punch? You know, are we going to get into semantics here? Just, I would, you know, take the high road with it and sit LeBron down for tonight's game. That's it. Move on. Isaiah Stewart, 2 games. Move on. Hopefully, the officials bring those players together prior to the start and the coaches and just say, we're not, I'm going to call it tight. I don't want to see anything. If I do, I'm going to run you. I'm going to give you a T. And try to establish some kind of decorum before that game starts. Yeah, Paul.
Pistons at Lakers on Sunday night. Would you try to put that on national TV?
Well, it is the Pistons, so maybe you don't want it on national TV.
In this instance, though.
Yeah, I would. But who's carrying it nationally? You know, ESPN, you're going to go up against football. So I don't know if you might, but I don't know. ESPN contractually, can they give you Sunday night basketball? And what's that do to their programming? Yeah, McLovin.
You got the Browns Ravens on Sunday night.
All right. Well, I'd rather see the Browns and the Ravens. That's a big game. And certainly what's happened in Cleveland. Lamar Jackson, is he going to be back? Is How's Baker going to play? Yes, Todd.
I don't understand how you can't at least tune in for, would you tune in for at least part of that and go back and forth, or you'd just be all in on Browns and Ravens,
yeah,
waiting for a possible melee to break out at Staples Center Sunday night?
No, I would tune in to see it, but I don't think there's going to be any melee. I don't think there's going to be anything close to that, but yeah, I would tune in just to see LeBron, you know, the interaction between LeBron and Isaiah Stewart. Yeah,
and if you're the NBA, you don't want to encourage, you know, I know you want ratings and everything, but if the TNT or ESPN goes to NBA that they want that game, you're just, the reason you want that is obvious, so you want to see fighting happen to share that with the fans. So wouldn't the NBA have a problem with all of a sudden one of the major networks saying, give us that game Sunday night?
Well, I don't think you're going to say, boy, we hope that there's a fight.
Well, you wouldn't have to say, it would be obvious. All of a sudden you want the Pistons-Lakers game?
I think the threat of a fight would certainly spice things up there a little bit. But, you know, do I think everybody's going to be on their best behavior? Yeah, I do. Yeah, McLevin.
Are you surprised a 20-year-old player wouldn't be deferential to LeBron? Because I assume he grew up as a huge LeBron fan.
Yeah, but there's another part of you that, depending on what your role is on a team, and then you get hit, and you're bleeding, and you're on your home floor, and it's LeBron, like, you kind of make your bones in a situation like this. Like, hey, I'm not taking anything from anybody, including the king. Plus, if you're his teammate, you might look at him differently. And maybe in a good way. Yeah, McLeod.
This reminded me of when Allen Iverson crossed over Jordan, and I think it was in an All-Star game or something. He talks about it as like the moment he became an NBA like star.
Well, it crossed him over twice, too.
That was mean.
Yes, it was. It was like, whoa, and then he hit the jumper. That was like, hey, all right, come on into the NBA, Allen. But yeah, Lakers and the Pistons on Sunday night. Yeah, I don't know if it'll have the temperature that we think it might, because it probably won't. I don't know if LeBron has talked about this. I didn't hear him talk about the punishment there, or even Isaiah Stewart. I'd be curious what they have to say. Is LeBron still traveling with the team? Because they play the Knicks coming up tonight in New York. Yeah, McLeod.
Yeah, how are the ratings going to be for LeBron-less Ooh. Lakers against the Knicks?
Yeah, I'll watch that a little bit. I mean, I'm still curious about watching the Lakers. It's just where you go, I don't know what to expect. And I did say, hey, give me till after Christmas, I'll give you a better idea. I may need more time than that. They may need more time than that. All right. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DP-SHOW. Jeff in Detroit. Hey, Jeff.
What up, though, fellas? Happy Thanksgiving to you. Hope you guys enjoy the holidays coming up. You guys really do deserve it. Got an I-Team report from Little Caesars Arena, the throwdown in Motown, man. A friend of mine was lucky enough to be one of the police officers on the detail there, and they said after Isaiah Stewart left the court, if you look, he ran in a tunnel. He was trying to get out on the other side because there's two ways that you can enter the floor. Now, they had security personnel along with other police officers there inside the tunnel. And one of the security, well, I guess he was the team personnel, told Isaiah, if you go back out on the court, because he was trying to get back out on the court, if you go back out on the court, you're going to cost yourself more than you've already cost yourself, and you'll alter your career. And that was one of the only reasons why the boy did not come back out. He was one of those guys that just, I mean, he just went crazy. And in my honest opinion, I don't believe that LeBron should be suspended. Well, maybe one game, but he was on one foot when he was going back, and Jalen Rose made a very good comment. He was falling backwards, and it was a basketball play. It wasn't intentional, and he immediately was contrite about it. I'm sorry, dude. And Isaiah Thomas, just like Bruce Lee, tasted that blood and went crazy. You guys take it easy. Have a good one, Doc.
Hey, Jeff, before you go, what's the police jurisdiction when you have something like that?
What happens is this. This is what happens. You get assigned a commanding officer over the entire event that has a a bunch of police officers that get assigned downtown to that specific event. So every time that there's a Pistons game downtown at Little Caesars Arena, it's like maybe about 10 to 12 cops. The lucky ones get on the court, go in the tunnel, and kind of interact with the players. So, you know, they kind of pick the older ones with a little bit of time on the job. And they have complete control of the entire arena as far as just the whole outside and inside of the arena. They coincide and work with the security personnel inside to make sure that everybody's safe. Also, I should add that real quick, due to the malice in the palace, they have a thing that tells people stay in their seats. And if you can hear the announcer, when everything happened, the first person that would have got up would have got thrown out. And they just kind of reflect. I think that's why his fine was so hefty in that sense.
Okay, but if Isaiah Stewart would have run back out on the field, is this about security or is this about the police officers in what they're...
At that time, well, and this is what was explained to me, at the time that he was getting ready to go back out onto the floor, and if he would have engaged, he would have been locked up because you're ejected from a game, and technically, you're not allowed to be back on the floor in Little Caesars Arena, whether you're a player or not. You got ejected by the NBA. He would have then faced... it would have went way different. It would have went more of a criminal way. It would have went him trying to assault or attempt an assault opposed to just getting a slap on the wrist by the NBA, because now you're coming back out on the court, you're trying to fight him, and it just makes no sense because the NBA does not want that, especially on national televised game on Sunday.
But if once he's kicked off the floor, so then does he become a civilian if he wants to come back out on the floor?
Yes, it's kind of like it's kind of a gray matter. But if you get kicked out of a game like he got ejected, at that point, all bets are off. If you come back out on the floor trying to incite, you're then looked at as, like you said, a regular civilian. And he would incur penalties of the Detroit Police Department and that of Little Caesars Arena because you were told not to come back out. You were ejected from the game. Now you're coming back out inciting violence and trying to create a dust up. At that point, you become a criminal. And I mean, there's no two ways about it. They actually got a lockup facility, which I doubt he would have went to. But, you know, it's one of those situations where he would have got slapped with a pretty hefty fine. And probably, you know, who knows? It's one of those things that, you know, how the owner comes down and people would have talked about it. But in my opinion, if he would have stepped back out on the floor, he would have got locked up. And I know that for a fact. Because at that point, you're not a part of the game anymore. You've been sent to the locker room. Dude, stay in the locker room. But he's attempting to come back out and fight with LeBron James.
Happy Thanksgiving, Jeff. Thanks.
Thanks a lot, man. To you and your families, happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, buddy. That's Jeff in Detroit. Good appearance by Jeff there, being the former police officer there in Detroit. Yes, he
got to credit you with the follow-up there. You're letting Jeff go, and then you're like, well, no, hold on a second.
Yeah. Well, that's a journalist.
That's a journalist.
That's what I am.
Yeah.
I've been called a lot of things.
It was noticed.
Yes. I'm a journalist there. At heart, I hope. Hope I still am. Yes, Paul.
When was the last time an athlete was arrested during a game or for an incident in or around a game? Wasn't it hockey?
Was it
Bertuzzi? No, he wasn't arrested, though.
I don't know.
I think he might have been.
Todd Bertuzzi, was that Colorado?
Yeah.
The guy from Colorado. Wait,
was Marty McSorley arrested? Yeah, I don't know how that works.
The Hanson brothers in Slapshot, the first Slapshot, were definitely arrested.
Okay. All right, we'll take a break here. Got a new poll question. Baseball-related poll question? Question mark? It's a big one. We'll have that for you coming up. 18 after the hour, Dan Patrick Show. It's amazing. Discover matches all the cash back you earn on that credit card at the end of your first year automatically. No limit on how much you can earn. That's amazing. Even more amazing because of all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of the places in the United States that take credit cards take Discover. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing the word yes more often. You can learn more, a whole lot more, at discover.com/yes. Discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations do apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost, reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Buccaneers roll the Giants 30-10. Gronk is back. Brady throws for over 300 yards, two touchdowns. Didn't seem too happy. This program brought to you by the great folks at Mercedes-Benz Vans. They go far beyond for their customization options, cutting-edge tech to their five-star sales service and financial support crew. Mercedes-Benz Vans, built, equipped, engineered to be ready for anything. Go the extra mile, taking that all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. Matt in Arizona joins us on the program. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Dan. How's your day going?
Oh, it's spectacular. What do you have for me?
Well, you might not like my call. I'm kind of on the fence about the entire LeBron situation that you guys are talking about.
Okay.
I just don't see how a guy that is retaliating is going to be chastised more than the person that initiated it.
Well, look, I understand when people are going to look at this, as we like to say, the optics here, but they're trying to stop the escalation of a all-out brawl. So LeBron makes a mistake, yeah. But, you know, Isaiah Stewart didn't stop. If Isaiah Stewart doesn't do anything, maybe he stands his ground and he yells at LeBron, nothing happens other than LeBron gets suspended. Isaiah Stewart wanted this to escalate. And that's why he suspended, you know, two games. I mean, it doesn't seem like it's fair, but this is what the NBA wants. This is what the NBA needs. This isn't the NBA of the 70s, where you probably would have had a fight. They want to stop this and de-escalate this. And in, of all places, Detroit. And that's why, you know, he went. So they threw him out of the game, Matt. He goes back in the tunnel. He tries to go back around on the other side of the tunnel. And he wants to go after.
That's the point I didn't like either.
And fans could have gotten involved in this, Matt. So you had fans at the Malice in the Palace that got involved, you know, right away, came down. They wanted to fight the Pacers. Like, you just don't want something like that. It looks horrible. And the NBA is still, you know, trying to move past what happened in, you know, in Detroit that night. And, you know, we were coming up on the anniversary of it, but it doesn't look good. People don't like that. It feels like LeBron got away with something, but the bigger picture is what the NBA is looking at. That could have been horrible. That could have been something really, really serious. And that's why he's getting punished more for a premeditated, like, I want to go after you. I want to do something right now. LeBron hit him. You can say that, you know, was he off balance? Did he mean to hit him? I don't think he meant to draw blood. Do I think he meant to knock his hand off of him? Yes. But, you know, is it just a, hey, get off of me? Maybe. But he still hit him. And therefore, LeBron deserved to be suspended a game. That's it. You know, if this was a, let's square off, I'm going to punch you, then we're talking a long suspension for LeBron James. And LeBron doesn't have a history of doing this. You got to factor that in, too. If you got, hey, phone calls are welcome, 877-3DP show. But yeah, LeBron gets one game. He won't be in the Garden tonight against the Knicks. And Stewart gets two games for his role in this. Yes, McLevin.
Do you want that teased baseball poll? Speaking of phone calls,
okay.
This one might get some.
Okay. All right.
All right, so the Baseball Writers of America put out the Hall of Fame ballot.
Okay.
It is the final year for Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, and Sammy Sosa. If we put up the poll, who would you put in the Hall of Fame? Bonds, Clemens, Sosa, or Alex Rodriguez, who's his first time on the ballot, all of them or none of them, how would you vote?
I would put none of them in. No, just wouldn't. Even though the voting gets, it feels like younger voters covering the game aren't as bothered by steroids as some of the old school guys like me are. And I don't want to hear the argument that Bonds was a Hall of Famer before he started using. If you're a Hall of Famer, you don't need to use. Roger Clemens was not a Hall of Famer before he started using in Toronto. He wasn't. Red Sox got rid of him. A-Rod? No. No. Sammy? No. Yeah, McLovin.
Why is Sammy Sosa's vote total so much lower than Bonds and Clemens?
Because I don't think people thought that he was a real player to begin with. When he started out, I think, with the White Sox. I think his first home run was off Roger Clemens, if my memory serves me correctly. But, you know, there was a great curiosity with Sammy, but he didn't play in meaningful games. But I don't know what goes into, you know, when the voters decide what they like and don't like about, you know, a candidate, you know, that's their personal, could be interaction. It could, you know, how they feel about winning. Could be all-star appearances. It could be what your team did. I mean, there's so many things that you can factor in here. But A-Rod, no, not at all. Even though he was could have been a great player without it. Can't do it. Bonds can't do it. Clemens can't. Curt Schilling is the one who should be in the Hall of Fame. Out of all of those guys, Curt Schilling's Hall of Famer. And, you know, politics is involved in this. And, you know, how he acts off the field or how he handles himself. And look, if the Baseball Hall of Fame factors that in and wants to factor in who you are as a person, then you have every right to keep him out if that's how you feel about it. But to me, if you didn't know Curt Schilling's politics, he's a Hall of Famer. I know his politics. He's still a Hall of Famer. Yeah, McLevin.
I'm seeing some early buzz that Alex Rodriguez is not quite getting the same treatment as Bonds and Clemens, that he might have a chance at some point. His first year on the ballot.
He got caught twice.
I know. Why would he be treated differently?
I think it's because Shark Tank, Sunday Night Baseball, dated J-Lo. Like, he was on a PR campaign. Like, hey, look at me. You know, Clemens not in the media. Bonds isn't in the media. Sammy Sosa not in the media. A-Rod's right there. Can't miss him. Fox post-game baseball. Yeah, see.
I don't know that he is getting treated differently. It feels like the kind of thing that, like, A-Rod leaks. Like, hey, I hear I got a chance of getting in, huh? And all of a sudden there's this groundswell of support of like, oh, yeah, it's okay, A-Rod, I can see that. And you get behind it. But I don't know that people, I have nothing to base this on, but I don't know that he is getting treated kindly.
Well, we're going to find out with his first vote.
He got caught twice.
I know.
He got caught once when it was not being tested for, and then another time after it was like, okay, everybody, we agree to not do this anymore, right? We all got caught. Nobody's cheating anymore, and he still got caught.
And then he said, well, the pressure of going to the Yankees made me cheat. You chose to go to the Yankees.
For a lot of money.
Yes.
Twice. Twice.
Yes. And that's another thing. It's consumer fraud because fans paid for these salaries. You know, when your team got this guy, you're paying. When the ticket prices go up, you're paying. Artificially inflated. Yeah, see.
Are we dancing around a bet here?
Ooh.
If Alex Rod gets in?
Okay.
Or doesn't?
Well, who's taking A-Rod?
But I got a 10-year window. Because I think you start out by saying younger voters might change their opinions. So he's got a long runway.
How about I give you a 5-year window?
How about we do a percentage of votes that he gets this window? Just this one. Like over under at 50%.
Oh, I'm going under.
They know they're going to have 10 years, so maybe they start a little lower and build up like Clemens.
I'm going to say 27%.
27.2%.
Yeah, McClellan.
Can we play the game where I give you the other nominees the first time, and you say, you just give me your Hall of Fame or not Hall of Fame?
Okay.
All right. We spent all morning on these names, by the way.
Oh, boy.
Jimmy Rollins.
Now, I'd have to have the benefit of the numbers.
He's a tough one.
Yeah. I would say no, but I would love to look at the numbers just to be fair to him.
Okay. Mark Teixeira. 409 career home runs.
Nice. No. Yeah, for what? How many All-Stars? Four? Three, four?
Something like that, yeah.
No,
not many.
He's not.
Jonathan Papelbon, 10th all-time in saves. Some big ones.
I think he's in the vicinity. He's not in Cooperstown, the city limits. He's on the outside.
Rancho Cooperstown.
Rancho de Cooperstown.
Nice reference. Nice callback. Rancho Cooperstown. Yeah.
I would say no for Jonathan Papelbon.
Jake Peavy.
No.
Did we just stumble on something? Cooper's Village, like a little offshoot of Cooperstown where those who can't get in for whatever reason.
Can you have a Hall of Fame-ish on the outside of Cooperstown? Like Cooper's Village. And that's for the Hall of Good.
And then maybe there's this other part that's like right on the other side of the tracks. That's where all the steroid
guys
go.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Shady.
Yeah. It's a little more dingy, but
Shadyville.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, a few more. Tim Lincecum.
He was fascinating, but for not a long period of time.
Joe Nathan, number 8 all time in saves. Actually ahead of Kimbrel and ahead of a few other famous guys. Carl Crawford.
No.
Prince Fielder?
No.
And Justin Morneau?
Morneau chances in hell.
the big one that I didn't mention was David Ortiz. It's the first time on the ballot.
Yeah.
Do you think he'll have any problems with the PED stuff from 2004?
Yeah, I guess. Maybe, but not enough to keep him out of the Hall of Fame. Yeah, Paul.
We were discussing Sosa. Does the cork bat incident almost like a double for him? He's got the steroid allegations, but there's no doubt about the cork bat. It's almost like he's got two cheating scandals.
Yeah.
Sosa, by the way, his numbers are so freakish. A-Rod has three seasons, A-Rod, of 50 or more home runs. Barry Bonds has one season of 50 or more home runs. Sosa has three seasons of 60 or more home runs. He had a season where he had 63 home runs and finished ninth in the MVP voting.
Baseball has itself to blame, though. If these players have a problem, it shouldn't be with the writers. It should be with baseball. Because you had a players' union that looked the other way. Baseball may have looked the other way. Everybody's hitting home runs. Salaries are climbing. Everything's great. But, you know, you come to the pearly gates, and all of a sudden the baseball writers playing God, and they're going, nope, nope, yep. Yeah, Tom.
What would you give players that miss out on the Hall of Fame and they're in that little village outside of Cooperstown as opposed to a bust? What might be a nice consolation honor as far as a gift?
I don't,
like a balloon with like their face on it? Like what would you do instead of a bust?
I don't know. I gave you the outskirts. I didn't have it thought out.
They should still get some type of, right? Some type of physical item that can be displayed.
So you didn't have an answer for this joke?
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
I was hoping you could bail me out on that one.
Yes, McLevin.
We were debating on this side of the glass. Is it fair that voters vote for the guys they like? Schilling, they did not like. Mm-hmm. Terrell Owens was the other one we brought up. Didn't make it in his first year, even though he's a top three receiver of all time. Yeah. Is that fair?
No. But it's, I mean, Ted Williams hit 400 one year and didn't win the MVP. And I think the two writers who covered the Red Sox didn't vote for Ted Williams. That's unheard of. Yes. Do they play favorites? I'm sure they do. Consciously, subconsciously. Yeah, Paul.
Well, you could look at John Smoltz versus Curt Schilling. John Smoltz is a very good regular season pitcher. One of the better ones. But in postseason, John Smoltz has 15 wins. He's 15-4, and his ERA was 2.67. He's an all-time postseason pitcher, Smoltz.
Yeah.
And he went in first ballot because he's likable. He was good with the press. He was, you know, he keeps his politics to the side. Curt Schilling is also a very good regular season pitcher and an all-timer. He's 11-2 in the postseason. His career ERA is 2.23, by far the best of all time for a guy who pitched a lot of innings. And he didn't sniff the Hall of Fame for years.
Yes, he.
When John Smoltz is usually pointed to as the guy sort of blowing up the Curt Schilling's not in because of his politics argument.
Wait.
John Smoltz and him have very similar politics.
Yeah.
But it's not held against John Smoltz.
Well, John doesn't say things about threatening the life of Hillary Clinton or, you know, being somebody who agrees with somebody who says some things
right.
about violence.
No, I know. I definitely know that. They don't say the same things, but they vote along similar lines.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't have a problem with if John Smoltz didn't want to get vaccinated, okay, that's his political stance on it, and that's fine. I mean,
he's not talking about, like Curt Schilling did the whole lynching journalist
yes,
thing.
Yes.
Like, oh, and by the way, but vote for me for the Hall of Fame, okay?
Yeah.
It's like, nah, no.
I don't think Schilling cares now. No, I think he's just gotten to the point where why invest in this? And Bonds may say the same thing or Clemens. I'm guessing it's really important to Bonds and Clemens just to say, you know, we are Hall of Famers. There's a lot of people who are dirty in the Hall of Fame and we should be in the Hall of Fame. But they're not involved in the game. Smoltz is involved in the game. I think the A-Rod part of this is the interesting part. I mean, Mark McGwire is a hitting coach, but we don't talk about Mark. He's not in the public eye anymore. And Mark's not a Hall of Famer, but, you know, for obvious reasons. But still, you start to look at this and you go, okay, he is and he isn't. It's going to be – A-Rod will be interesting to see how the voters view him and if he's had this public makeover that might help him. Yeah, McLevin.
I know that game where guys say, take me off the ballot. Harry Carson did that with the NFL. Yeah, I don't want to go into the Hall. Yeah, right.
Yeah. We'll take a break. Your phone calls are up next here on the Dan Patrick Show. Masterclass comes to the rescue if you're looking for a great Christmas gift, a unique one. Masterclass offers exclusive classes on a variety of topics, wide variety, all taught by world-class masters at the top of their fields. Gordon Ramsay teaches you how to cook. Mariah Carey teaches you how to sing. Each class broken out into individual video lessons that fit into your schedule. And there's usually about 20 lessons per class, 10 minutes per lesson. So you explore at your own pace. Use your phone, tablet, computer, smart TV, or you can just listen with the audio mode. Each class supported by downloadable materials, workbooks, exercises, recipes, over 100 classes from a wide range of world-class instructors. It's closer than you think to doing something you always wanted to do. This holiday, give one annual membership and you will get one free. Go to masterclass.com/Patrick today. That's masterclass.com/Patrick. Terms do apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
On the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff in Detroit, who calls in on a regular basis, former police officer in Detroit, and we were talking about Isaiah Stewart trying to get back on the floor after he had been ejected And Jeff said that as a police officer, they would have treated him like a citizen if he would have tried to come back out onto the court and try to go after LeBron James. And we were curious about players who have been arrested. Todd Bertuzzi sucker punched Steve Moore from behind. That was back in 2004. And the outcome was Bertuzzi was suspended for the remainder of the season plus 7 playoff games. He pleaded guilty. He was charged with criminal assault causing bodily harm, and he was sentenced to 1 year probation. Moore subsequently sued Bertuzzi and the Canucks, reaching a settlement a decade after the incident. Marty McSorley slashes Donald Brashear in the head. McSorley was found guilty of assault with a weapon and sentenced to 18 months probation. Dino Cicerelli hit Luke Richardson. Cicerelli was charged and convicted of assault. He was fined $1,000 and sentenced to 1 day in jail. All right, a lot of phone calls here. People fired up about the Hall of Fame. Also, LeBron getting off lightly in some people's eyes with a one-game suspension. I thought it was appropriate. If you throw a punch, you get suspended for one game. And I just think Isaiah Stewart was trying to escalate this. And therefore, that's why he got 2 games. John in Los Angeles. Hi, John. What's on your mind today?
Hey, guys. John DePoga. How we doing?
Hey, bud.
All right. Hey, you know, as we all know, LeBron is looking like he's more of the bad guy almost every day, you know, what he says and what he does. But, you know, we don't know what was going on during the game. We can clearly see that he clenched his fist and clearly went for the face. I mean, whether he meant to draw blood or not, I mean, of course, he probably didn't, but he clearly intentionally went for him. I mean, the ESPN totally backing him up. The sports media is backing him up like everybody's backing up 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. I mean, come on. I mean, the guy intentionally went for it.
All right. Well, thank you, John. You know, he did hit him. He was trying to knock him off, whatever his intent was. Not that you're going to get LeBron to tell you what's going on, but no, you suspend him 1 game. That's it. Anybody else, I think, in the same situation, you suspend him for 1 game. Isaiah Stewart, if somebody's going to create that kind of mayhem or the potential for that, I would have suspended him for more than that. Be like 3 to 5 games. But LeBron is not, you know, an instigator. He's never been in this situation before. I mean, we're not talking about Rasheed Wallace. No, it's LeBron James. And I think you got to be fair to what is your history here. And LeBron has earned the right to not be labeled, you know, as an aggressor here. It's one moment, got caught, suspended, that's it. All right, phone calls. Paul in Oregon. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. 57175. Okay. I had a comment on the Hall of Fame. You know, I was raised up in Seattle, you know, so I'm an A-Rod fan, you know, and in spite of, you know, that he went and decided to go to the Yankees, you know, I got an A-Rod bat, you know, and, you know, he's, you know, he really did, you know, 500 and some home runs up there. You know, I really like to see him get in, you know, and then on that LeBron thing, you know, I really think that LeBron should get minimal, you know, fine there because, you know, he got Stewart went for after forbidden fruit there. You know, he raised his arm right up in his crotch, you know, and then LeBron reacted to that. You know, Stewart was picking him right up off the ground there.
All right.
You know, and
well,
then how come no one's mentioning that?
All right. Well, thank you, Paul. I appreciate that. Yeah, Paul.
That call had no punctuation. It was like one sentence.
It's all right. A run-on sentence. All right. I'm good with that.
You know?
Yeah. Aaron in Iowa. Hey, Aaron.
First time, long time, 6'1", 175. Thanks for taking my call. Love the show. About the Hall of Fame voting, I just want to say Cooperstown is about the history of the game. These are some of the biggest names in the history of the game. Anyone can take steroids. You still have to go out there and perform. If you want to put an asterisk next to their name or in a separate room, I'd be fine with that. But the last thing I wanted to say is I'd be willing to bet there's some guys in the Hall of Fame that have cheated and were never caught.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Absolutely, Aaron. Absolutely. But once we catch you, then what do we do? Do we still give you the honor? What's the deterrent here? I'm still waiting for that. Because these guys made a lot of money. And it's not like the guy who is trying to get to the majors. I always feel bad for that guy in the minors who knows if I'm going to go and everybody else around me is using, then I have to use. And they may not want to, but they may have to. I mean, Bonds and Clemens, that wasn't the case with them, or A-Rod. You know, you just get greedy. It's like Lance Armstrong. If he won one Tour de France, it would have been one of the great stories. But hey, can't stop at one. If Bonds had hit 52 home runs, not 73, would we look at him differently? Maybe. If Bonds didn't break Hank Aaron's all-time record, maybe. A-Rod, same thing, got greedy. You get caught, and then you get caught again. I still maintain, if you get caught twice, I'd love to say once, but twice, then you're gone from the game. Or you have no chance to make it to the Hall of Fame, or you can't be named to an All-Star team. Like, there's no deterrent. It's just, hey, all right, I got the embarrassment. Hey, I can move past. Like Andy Pettit tried to sell us on the fact that, hey, I'm a team player and I wanted to get back to help the team. As if the person who doesn't take steroids is not a team player? Like, really? But that's the kind of nonsense that somebody feeds you. You know, Mark McGwire in front of Congress. I'm not here to talk about the past. Yes, you are. You're supposed to. That's the reason why we're here. Yeah, Paulie.
Remember we had Lance Armstrong on and you asked him some questions about why? And one of his reasoning was everybody was doing it. I knew to compete in this sport, to stay in this sport, I had to. It makes a little bit of sense, not like a hall pass. But I thought to myself, like, if you're sitting there thinking, I can't compete in this sport with everybody else unless I do that, I could see why a guy like him would do it.
In that sport, because we've seen where, you know, they take it away from one guy and then they test the next guy and then he's dirty and then the next guy. I think they had one race where they went down to, like, you know, the 19th place guy because they're trying to find somebody who was clean. It's a sport that's the dirtiest sport, has been. Yeah, Todd.
And coupled with the greed is the jealousy. You've said a number of times Barry Bonds is like McGwire and Sosa are getting all this attention. Some of these players are making crazy money. It's like, you know, I'm going to do it too. What about me? They're forgetting about how great I am. I'll show them once I juice up like they're doing.
And who knows? I mean, baseball's welcome A-Rod back. I don't know why, but they did. Going to put him on Fox and ESPN. He turned against baseball. Famously turned against baseball. Lashed out at baseball. Maybe these writers look at him differently. You know, wonderful talent, but, you know, he cheated. Yeah, McLovin.
I mean, he probably won't get a plaque, but he'd probably get the Hall of Fame balloon in Cooper Village.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, nice to bring that back.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you. Yes, Paul.
Is this irony? We have Ray Liotta, who played Shoeless Joe Jackson, not in the Hall of Fame on Next Hour.
Mm.
It's all coming together.
Wow.
How about that? Like okay. A theme show.
Okay. More phone calls coming up. Final hour. And people fired up over LeBron getting off too easy. People in the Hall of Fame, not in the Hall of Fame. Who should, who shouldn't? Get to more of your phone calls as well. Great actor Ray Liotta will join us coming up as well. One more item. We close out hour two. Simply Safe Home Security. Oh, what a great sale they've got on. Right now, 50% off their award-winning home security. It's early access to Black Friday deals. Simply Safe. Everything you need. Make your home safe. Indoor, outdoor cameras, comprehensive sensors, all monitored around the clock by trained professionals who send help the instant you need it. Simply Safe, named Best Home Security System of 2021 by U.S. News & World Report. You can easily customize your system for your home, and you do it online in minutes, and then it's sent to you. The simple part is you can install this, and it's safe, of course. Simply Safe, biggest discounts of the year. Right now, take advantage of the Black Friday deals, 50% off the award-winning home security. Take advantage. Simply Safe. Visit SimplySafeDan.com. No long-term commitments, no hidden fees, no pushy salespeople, and you will get that peace of mind. Again, SimplySafeDan.com for 50% off your entire system.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.